Good afternoon. Welcome back. What do you want to talk about? What do I want to talk about? What has creeped into my tiny little brain that's giving me some sort of thinking problem? I mean, it's all a thinking problem. Alcohol didn't have anything to do with the thinking problem. It's a stinking thinking. It's been around for a long time. Hope everyone's doing well. Just trying to figure out what I want to chat about today. What has got me all jammed up? Nothing. Damn it. I'd like to go to a meeting. I miss my meetings. I do feel the effect of not going to meetings. What are you going to do? Go to meetings or wear some masks, I guess. Right before this all started to kind of go down, I was kind of over meetings. Heard it all. Seen it all. I knew who's going to make it, who ain't. I know the work that needs to be put into it. Not going to make it, sir. Not going to happen, ma'am. Who the fuck's business is it of mine? You know? That's kind of one of the fucking backdoor dirty secrets about sobriety is the soberer that I get, it's almost like the more fucked up I get. It's like, sit down. I'm going to play a little song for you. Are you sober? Or are you mind your own business sober? Sometimes I have trouble minding my own business. I want to mind other people's business. I want to get all up in their business. If I think I'm doing the right thing, it's probably the wrong thing. And if I'm probably doing the wrong thing, it's probably the right thing. Does that make sense? Who Shot John? Woo! I love this band. My fucking bedroom was splattered with these Angus Young pictures. I saw this movie in the theater. Reintroducing myself to a lot of fun music. Overdose on someone? Not overdose in front of someone, but just overdosed on someone. I mean, I've always said my first introduction to addiction came in the form of a female. It got my attention. Relationships made me taller, made me run faster, made me funnier. When I was relationship, I had no clue. As soon as I met a girl, boom, my world. And I had actually, you know, I'd met a girl. I think I had like a, you know, a cute little girlfriend in sixth grade. I remember I got kissed by the first time I got This girl, man, she was after me big time. And she pushed me against the locker and she put the kiss on me. And I mean, today she'd go to jail. It's offensive. But at the time, I was like, oh, snap. I remember my heart was beating. Boom, 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 boom. She released her grip on me, pushed me off. And I zombie walked the rest of the way to the class because I don't even know what happened. I just remember that was my first toke. Inhale. Sip. You know, I watched... I've watched definitely, you know, I've watched some people get pulled back in and screwed back over by relationships. They're tough. You know, it would take me years to... I started dating a girl and was just so obsessed. Had to talk every day. I mean, God, I couldn't imagine what it would be like today. Being able to text and FaceTime and... I mean, just the obsessive desire. And it was always like, you know, are we going to stay together? You know, and there was a lot of a ton of insecurity. It was maddening. It was actually one of my worst experiences, really. Dating a serious relationship at 15 years old. It was a nightmare. But, you know, you take some, you leave the rest, take a little more, leave the rest. You know, but relationships with people, whew. Especially when you start getting sober. You know, for so long I was such a bum. And then all of a sudden I started doing better, and all of a sudden I think like I'm amazing because I'm not drinking and driving and using drugs and just that shit behavior. All of a sudden I started becoming... You know, I've always said it takes a whole lot of work just to be normal. And I started being normal. But I lived in such a shitty place for so long that normal felt above. And started becoming critical of others. Oh, I had a drinking problem. That means everybody that drinks has a drinking problem. You shouldn't drink. Look at me, I'm amazing, I don't drink. It's a story repeated all the time. Gets old. I still work on my relationship. You know, I'm married, have a wonderful wife, but we, you know, it takes effort. And she actually puts in the most effort and really keeps me, because I'll just shut it down. I'll just be quiet. Just pack my bag full of resentment. Carry that shit around. She's very good. You good? We need to check in. Got any grievances? Grievances? No, honey, I'm good. And then all of a sudden, the bag overflows, gets a little on you. Big surprise. It's not good. She makes me, you know, have conversations, and I appreciate it because I've fallen down that path before and not communicated, not shared. And it's tough, man. It is tough when, you know, you think you're doing well, you think you're doing all right, and you're still struggling with certain things like communication and you know, being honest about things. It is a continuous problem. In my life. Run! is the, right now we're coming out of this, you know, this COVID thing where, you know, we were all kind of on board, and the longer it goes on, we've, you know, a lot of people start figuring it out. This is political. This is this. This is that. You know, we get fed up, and a lot of grievance, a lot of complaining. And, you know, you have to, I know I need to bite my tongue a lot, you know. There's like all these little traps that they put out there for me to jump into and get all involved in. And I, you know, I have to remind myself, I don't know a lot about a lot of stuff. You know, I need to be careful about voicing my opinion about a lot of stuff because I'm not really well read. Which is always, you know, and that's weird, isn't that? Because, like, you know, I'm not well read, so sometimes I feel bad about that. I'm just not that interested. What's that about? I just have no interest in sitting down and just reading a book. I love to sit down, you know, I like Joe Rogan's podcast, and he has these cool people on, and they have a lot of great thoughts and great ideas, and I love hearing interesting ideas and interesting thoughts, but I just don't want to read about it. I'm just not cut out for it. My brain moves on. You know, I'm that guy, you know, I get my book, all right, I'm going to become a reader, become well-read. And I open up the book, and I dive in, and I'm in it, you know, I'm reading, boom, right, you know, left to right, left to right, left to right. And then about halfway through the page, I'm like, what the fuck did I just read? Because I'm thinking about, you know, cutting grass or cutting hair or running or music. I don't know, whatever it is. I just can't, unless I'm super interested. You know, if I'm going to get something out of it, like there's a reward at the end, you know, whether I'm learning how to, usually, you know, the most stuff I read is how to work something, you know. Started podcasting, and, you know, in the beginning there was a lot of equipment that was needed. I did a lot of reading, trying to understand. So I'm into that. But if I just sit down and read a book, I'm just not really into it. But I have friends, man. They'll read all day. Uh-oh, sun's not out. I think he'll curl up with a nice book. I mean, what is the difference between curling up on the couch under a blanket watching SportsCenter or curling up with a good book? Because you're becoming well-read, that's more acceptable. Oh, I never lay down and watch TV. I love TV. A lot of great information. Actually, I like YouTube. I'm well-watched. How's that? That sounds better. When I used to hang out with Matt, he would sit there and just not say anything. I was so uncomfortable. Because I felt like if I said something, he'd be like, why are you so uncomfortable with the quiet? I don't know. Over the years, I would just learn, what's up? Not much. And I would just, all of a sudden, I'd go into like this training mode, don't say anything. You're fine with the quiet. It's almost like a contest. Who would break first? It wasn't going to be him because part of me thinks he didn't particularly care what I was doing. The quiet. Then I would, you know. I remember one time he was in a bad spot. And one of the things I used to always do is when I would have someone would call me or say something and, you know, I'd be, you know, I'm having a rough day and I just, you know, dealt with this and dealt with that. And I'd be like, yeah, well, you know, I've been having a rough day too. And, you know, and then I had to do this. And I remember, I forget who it was. I do know who it was, but I'm not going to say their name. But they're like, why do you have to always make it about you? I'm like, oh, you know, that moment where you feel like you're about 2 inches tall. I don't know. So then it became like, can't say anything. Quiet. it's weird, quiet. It's uncomfortable because you feel like you need to fill in those, fill in the space with sounds, and you know, it's not always the case. Some people like, and I know sometimes people like to just kind of, you know, download a bunch of shit to you and just, they don't need a response. They don't need my opinion, you know. It's not why they wanted to talk. And then when I get into that mode, and then when I share something with somebody and they give their opinion, all I'm like is, you know, and I try not to, but I'm thinking, how come they have to make that about them? But I refrain. I'm not going to say anything. But that's when that cynicism, is that the word? Starts creeping in. Look how fucked up this person is.
Yeah, if I ever were to lose you, I'd surely lose myself. Everything I have found, dear, I'm not found by myself. Try, and sometimes you'll succeed to make this man of me. All my stolen, missing parts, I've no need for anymore. I believe, 'cause I can see.
You know, if anybody knows me, they know I'm a huge Pearl Jam fan. You know, I bleed Pearl Jam, and you know, they just announced that they're going to do a streaming concert. I don't know. I have to figure out a little more what's going on, but from what I understand, they're going to stream. It's going to be Pearl Jam, Dave Matthews, and several other bands, and they're going to stream a concert. Now, I don't know if that means they're going to be playing in their living room and it's going to be Zoom. I'm not sure. But, you know, the Pearl Jam, we were, you know, Pearl Jam just released a new album, just announced a new tour. You know, they were firing up the Pearl Jam wheels. And then this virus thing came along and shut down, you know, not only Pearl Jam, but any touring band, any music, any sports. And, you know, we were like, what? We did get the album, fantastic album, love the album, but weren't getting any, you know, live music. And this band, Black Circle, who Carlos and I have become a big fan of. In fact, Lenny Prado, the singer for the band, came on our In Too Deep podcast, which is a Pearl Jam podcast. And we were getting tons of Black Circle. And Black Circle plays Pearl Jam, their Pearl Jam tribute band, and they play them perfectly. And in fact, some of the songs were even better. They've done several live streams. Now, these guys are in Rio de Janeiro, so, and they all kind of live together, where Pearl Jam, I don't know what their status or what their deal is, but it clearly appears that they are not in the same town. And so this whole time, Pearl Jam's quiet, and Black Circle is just taking off. And I'm like, at first I was like, you know, these guys are great, love it. Then I'm starting to get, you know, not annoyed, but I'm just like, I want to hear some Pearl Jam. So I was talking to Carlos last night. I'm like, you know, if these guys, hopefully they get together and they perform. I'm so excited to hopefully hear them perform some of these new songs off this Gigaton album. And, you know, I think I was reading this article I think her name is Kaylee, and she's the engineer for Pearl Jam. She's been the sound engineer for them forever. And, you know, just the thought that Pearl Jam and all these other bands, you know, you see the five guys on stage, but you don't see all of the crew and the lighting crew and the sound crew and the stage crew and, you know, that move and transfer all this gear from one state to the other, one town to another. You know, all these people are out of work. You know, as soon as the salon opened, I almost kind of felt like I left the fear bubble. because I started working and, you know, we've been doing okay. But I keep forgetting that there is a shitload of people out there that are not working, which is a bummer, you know? When will they get back to work? When are we going to start having regular concerts again? When are we going to feel free to, you know, gather in crowds? I don't know. But I'm very excited to see these guys. I think it's on, maybe June 6th, maybe Friday or Saturday of next week. And, you know, hopefully it's the band. Hopefully it's on some sort of stage and they're just streaming it or something. I don't know. I hope it's not in the living room. It's funny, I've talked to several people. A lot of people like these, you know, Dave Matthews performing live in his living room, a lot, Chris Martin, you know, all sorts of bands. And we're seeing a lot of, like, local artists doing live streams on Facebook, you know, and they have a setup to tip them. You know, they're trying to figure out a way to create revenue for themselves because this is what they do. This is their job. You know, we have a lot of local artists here in this beach community that perform at all the bars and down at the beach, and, you know, it's their gig. And, you know, they're not working. So, you know, I'm trying to figure out what that's going to look like one day, right? And, you know, I hope that we start getting back to some normalcy and start having some bands play and you know, hopefully, you know, we get the Firefly back up. There was a big festival that was going to take place in New Jersey where Pearl Jam was going to play. You know, we had a plan. And I don't know. We'll see. But, you know, tune in this week coming up. Pearl Jam's going to be playing with Dave Matthews. I'm excited. Listen, I hope everyone's having a great day. Not much to say here. Set with the uncomfortable quiet. Or we can fill it with a little Pearl Jam. Try to take from, you know, what I've been thinking about is really about being patient and surrendering. You know, I don't have to be right. I don't have to have the last word. You know, there's a lot of people out there that just want to talk, kind of just get rid of some stuff off of their chest, and they don't need an opinion. You know, I guess I'm trying to really focus on being a better listener. And I wasn't always like that, you know. I always had to have an opinion. You know, getting sober, man, has really exposed a lot of bizarre shit that has nothing to do with drinking. Fear and anxiety and not being good enough or thinking I'm too good or whatever it is. I still like thinking about what it would be like if I just lived on this planet, this giant sphere by myself, with being influenced by nothing else, but nature. You know, not wondering if I have the cool enough clothes or my shoes are nice or my car is cool enough or I have the best job. You know, how come they got this? And it's always like, how come they got this? I don't ever remember or think about how much I didn't have. I was watching this guy, it's called Unbox Therapy, and he gets these, you know, he gets products and they send them to him and he reviews them and he gives his opinion and, you know, he's great at it. And he got these new, I don't even know what to call, but they're basically headphones. But they're almost in the shape of like a, like a clamshell, so to speak, and they fit over your ears. There's no support thing that goes across it over the top of your head. There's just, you know, and they actually magnetically click together face to face. So when you want to use them, you you pull them apart and you slip them directly over your ears. And the guy is like, these are freaking amazing. The sound is amazing. He goes, I thought we were really done with the evolution of the headphone. I didn't expect to go in this direction where now we have these little shell-like things that you just slip over your ears and then they become headphones. I mean, we're always trying to make things better. And, you know, I want to try to be better. I want to try to be a better friend, a better husband, better father. Sometimes more, though, is not better. Sometimes less is better. So I'm just going to try to take that into the day and just think about it and keep myself out of freaking trouble. She was a singer in a rock and roll band, at command of all their voices. Turn yourself into a hologram, it all came down to choices. Have a great day. Bye.